皆様、本日はフィル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信、本日機内ではゴジラを用意しております。またプロハーバー And now
here's 449-8686 Phil Henry Show. If you'd like to order the best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat, you can do it online at philhenryshow.com. For $23.50, you get the CD, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD, and it goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We've made $40,000 thus far on the sale of our CD online and a couple of personal appearances. We're also going to have this coming Friday night a radiothon on the air. The best of Phil Henry 99 CD, if you'd like to order it over the telephone. We'll be having our second annual radiothon during this Friday show, so listen Friday for the number. And order the CD over the phone for only $20, $3.50 shipping and handling. You get a CD signed by me. All the proceeds go to a great charity. That's the thing about the Radiothon. We'll sign all of these personally. And the ones you're ordering online, you don't get them signed. So I don't know. Whatever you want to do is fine with me. But we're just trying to make it as available as we possibly can and make as much money as we can for my friend's place. 1-800-449-8686. I got a couple of people hanging on from last hour who wanted to get on the air. Philadelphia, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Philadelphia, hello.
I am so disappointed in this program this evening. I have listened to this station in Philadelphia since it was WCAU and was owned by CBS. And I'm so... You know, it's just such...
Could I ask you to turn your...
Would you please allow me to finish?
You need to turn your radio down, ma'am.
Please allow me to finish.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so extraordinarily disappointed in what I'm hearing on this station tonight about us. People are retarded and everything. And the woman who had the retarded son... And that man said, did he get his head squeezed by a lady pushing her legs together? I thought it was so unnecessary.
That was our...
Hello?
Yes, that was the vice president of our syndication arm, ma'am, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think someone should take him out. And I don't know, I just using my imagination, someone should take out... Do you know what a... What a sith is, a sith?
Yeah, so it's a farm that you cut wheat with?
Yes. Someone should take that to him.
A wheat cutting instrument?
Yes. That's how absolutely angry I am and how very disappointed I am in this station. And I can assure you that at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, I will call the management of the radio station. Good night. Christ, here we go again.
Yeah, you need to hang your phone up, ma'am.
I'm trying.
Phil Henry Show here, and can you give her a hand?
Why can't I do it?
Put the phone in the cradle, ma'am.
I'm trying. Thank you very much. When I need your help, I'll ask for it. Oh, God damn it. Why can't I do this? Oh, thank God.
Ma'am?
What?
The phone is not hung up.
Bullcrap.
No, it's not bullcrap. The phone isn't hung up, otherwise you wouldn't be able to be talking to me.
You know, this has only happened to me lately. I take Parkinson's medication.
If I could suggest something...
Just shut your mouth.
We have a lady in Philadelphia who can't hang her phone up.
Your show has done enough damage tonight. Would you please? Done enough to upset me and many of my friends. All of my friends listen to this. I can't hang it up, goddammit.
May I make a suggestion?
What?
Put the phone in the cradle.
I'm trying to do that, for Christ's sake.
If you put it in the cradle where the little button is...
I'm sorry?
Put it in the cradle where the little button is, it'll click off.
Put it in the cradle where the button...
Yeah, in the cradle of the phone, there's a button or something. Put it in there, and you'll be able to hang it up.
Well, I can't do it.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, David.
Put a pin in the map for this lady, will you?
Oh, is that the guy? You're the man who has been...
Yeah, that's right. You're another one of these tards.
And you're the man that I... Oh, man, I want to get to you.
Yeah, put a pin in the map for her, Phil.
Come on, David.
Put a pin in the map. How many does that make?
That'll be six. We got two in Philadelphia.
There you go. Two in Philly.
How dare you call me a tard? I'll be on the phone tomorrow morning.
You'll be on the phone tomorrow morning if you can get it hung up tonight. But I tell you what, just leave it off the hook. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. How about that?
God damn. I hate you.
What do you want me to do, David?
Well, you can't go unless this broad can hang the phone up, can you?
I can't do it.
This is great. I'll see you later.
Right. Ma'am, can you find the button?
I can't do it. I'm just going to leave the phone off the hook.
All right. Well, then tomorrow morning, just pick your phone up, and there should be someone here who could take your complaint.
I'll do that. What time will it be in Philadelphia if it's 6 o'clock in Los Angeles?
It'll be 9 o'clock in Philly, in Philadelphia.
All right. I'll be here. I'll just leave the phone here.
Right, but I have a show to do, so you're going to have to be quiet. If you can't hang your phone up, you're going to need to be quiet now.
Say what?
I said I have another 45 minutes of a show to do, so if you're going to leave your phone off the hook, you're going to need to be quiet.
Don't tell me to be quiet.
Well, I'm going to ask you to be quiet, otherwise I can't do this. Or hang your phone up.
Well, I've been trying to hang the... I can't... Why can't...
You say you're on Parkinson's medication, correct?
Yes, and that... Oh, shoot.
Okay, did you just lay it on the counter?
No, I hung it up.
No, I don't think you did.
I don't know why.
Because you're still talking to me. All right, look, I don't know. Mike, get on the phone and help her out, please. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm hearing you over the radio.
I understand that, dear, but you're still not being able to... 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Show at 1-800-449-8686, and we're talking in the first hour of our show about what I think is a very historically interesting edition of Playboy magazine. You notice I don't talk a lot about Playboy, but this is their collector's edition. Not that I think it's bad. It's I don't read it because it just generally depresses you, doesn't it? I mean, you're surrounded by a world of women that you haven't got the foggiest possible hope, pal. In any event. They have the 100 Playmates that they picked as the best of the millennium. And my producer, Mike Schaefer, it's amazing the crap he knows. Hey, Schaefer. Come on, man. I'm not saying that you're going to go to bed with any of these women. I'm just saying you happen to know who they are. Because I don't know the names of a lot of these women. By the way, many of them, I would assume, posed for the magazine initially to become either film stars or... celebrity in some way, correct? And if you start at number one and you work your way back, some of these names you're not going to know, some you may, but Schaefer's got a pretty good angle on most of them. Marilyn Monroe, you ever heard of her? He's telling me, oh, I don't know that many, man. Yeah, Marilyn Monroe is one. Number two is Janet Pilgrim. What happened to her? We don't know. 1950s Playboy model. Number three was Jane Mansfield. You know about her? She did some movies. She died young, too. Pamela Anderson, TV star. Betty Page. Forget it. She's gone, right? Don't you know what happened to her? What happened to Betty Page? Didn't you tell me that she went into the waste removal business? Oh, she's a recluse. That's an interesting bit of information. Betty Page is the fifth most popular Playboy playmate, and she became a recluse. She doesn't talk to the press. She don't want to know from nobody. Number six, Candy Loving. Movies? Nothing. Number seven, Jenny McCarthy. She did go on to notoriety both at MTV and elsewhere. Had her own TV show, a lot of different projects. What's she doing now? No clue. Number eight, Dorothy Stratton. She became famous for very tragic reasons, obviously. Number nine, Donna Michelle. She's got a name like you. Maybe you ought to recognize who she is. Number 10, Cynthia Myers. Number 11, Shannon Tweed. Now, she became an actress of some note. What TV show was she in? She's married to who? I'm going to find out. She's married to Gene Simmons of Kiss. And I think she had a couple of television shows. B-movies, things like that. Number 12, Patty McGuire. Number 11, Kimberly Conrad. She married Hugh Hefner eventually. Yeah, you know who she is. Come on. She walked by me at a Playboy Jazz Festival once. Hef did too, but she was next to him. Number 13, here's one of your faves, Stella Stevens. Yeah, I don't know either. She's number 13. Number 14, Number 14 was, I got ahead of myself, Kimberly Conrad. Number 13, Stella. Okay, anyway. Number 15, Anna Nicole Smith. Now, what did she do besides model? Is that it? And she took that guy to court, the old coot. Well, she didn't take him to court. She married the guy. And apparently there is some dispute concerning the will of her husband. Naked Gun, 33 and a third, also appeared in briefly. Number 16, Lillian Mueller. 17, Joe Collins. Doesn't that sound like a name? Like, maybe who's that? Somebody you know? J.O. Collins. Joe Collins. That's got to be a 1960s model, because the only women named Joe are like my mom's friends. Joe. Number 18, Krista Speck. Nope. 19, Deborah Jo Fondren. Number 20, Dee Dee Lind. I wonder if they stacked the famous ones up to the top of the list, because the rest of them we may not know. Number 21, Marilyn Cole. 22, Karen Christie. 23, Claudia Jennings. 24, Liv Linderland. Let me tell you who ain't in here. And there may be some politics involved. I don't know. I don't think she's in here anyway. Do you remember the name Barbie Benton? Wasn't she a girlfriend of Hefner's? Does you know that name? Even guys that are 20 know who she is. Longtime readers. And by the way, that kid Dave made a very good point at the beginning of the show. Most men begin reading Playboy about at the age of 12. Barbie Benton at one time, I believe, was the love of his life. She was a major part of his life. She ain't nowhere to be found on this list, as far as I can tell. Number 25, Victoria Silvstedt. I don't know. 26 was Erica Eleniak, and she was the model that popped out of the cake in the movie Under Siege. If you saw that film, damn good movie, by the way. With Tommy Lee Jones, Gary Busey, Steven Seagal, I forget who the hell else. First couple of seasons of Baywatch, she was on that too. 27, Marilyn Lang. 1960s or 70s, it appears. 28, Donna Edmondson. 29, Lisa Winters. Number 30, Nancy Cameron. 31 is Heather Kosar, Bernie's mom. And then we have, she's doing a Marilyn Monroe pose here, too. Number 32 is Marianne Gravatt. 33, June Cochran, the famous June Cochran. No? And number 34, Cindy Wood. June Cochran looks like, this is a very early 1960s picture. She's got a lot of these are Christmas tree shots. Why is that? And I think it was because the Playmate of the Year was announced at Christmas time, so they had them under the tree, ready for unwrapping. Number 35, Kimberly MacArthur. 36, Yvette Vickers. 37, Renee Tennyson. That's the first black Playmate. 38, Karen Velez. Now come the black ones and the Hispanic ones. I think I got a name you're going to recognize here. Number 39 is Julia McCullough. Number 40 is Janice Pennington. 41, the famous Collinson twins. 42, B.B. Buell. Now, who's she? B.B. Buell. Don't be giving me that dumb wop look, Tony. Come on. You go home, you play Nintendo, you watch WWF, and you go through these things sweating. B.B. Buell was either Steve Tyler's girlfriend. Isn't she Liv Tyler's mom? And I'm telling you, I'm looking at Liv Tyler's mom here. She's about 18 in this picture. So it's some kind of a 1970 shot. Or what am I looking at, 42? I forget. Because that was 42. 43, Gwen Young, and then 44, Karen McDougal. The great Karen McDougal. Moving on here, we have 45 is Marguerite Empey. 46 is Eve Meyer. Eve Meyer, this is a really old picture, like a 1950s shot. She's in front of a crackling fireplace with two glasses of wine in a flimsy burnous. You know, I mean, again, here we have the winter shot. 47 is Jamie Bergman wearing a pair of chaps. 48, Allison Parks. And 49, China Lee. Asian Pacific. And then we have number 50 is Lisa Matthews. Does that ring a bell? Nah. 51 is Petra Verak. 52, Terry Wells. Do you know that name? 53 is Stacy Sanchez. 54 is Maria Sanchez. I'm just kidding. It's my wife's name. 54 is Linda Gamble. So as we get further down the list, the names become a little less familiar, don't they? Although, you know, I'd say that Hef did pretty good. Oh, look at this. 62 is the Van Breeschooten twins. What is up with the twins? And the triplets thing was real scary. They got twins and triplets in here. You get down the list, they got a Playmate of the Year. They got the triplets of the year. Nude Sisters. Here's one. 55, Karen Price, Connie Mason, Angela Dorian, Ellen Stratton. Not the same, Dorothy Stratton. Barbara Edwards, Kathy Schauer. Kathy Schauer. Donna Errico and Anna Marie Goddard. That's it, man. I don't see anybody. Do you know anything about the Dom triplets, Mike? Hey, what do you know about the Dom triplets? He don't want to know from... Okay, anyway. So there you have it. Pick up this copy of Playboy. It's very, you know, it's, I'd say, you know, I'd, it's good. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Don't forget, we got a radiothon coming up on Friday night, 7 to 10. You get our CD over the 800 line.
Con Phil Henry Hare. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia. And now, here is Phil.
Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. And if you'd like to order over the telephone the Phil Henry Show CD on Friday night, we'll have our second annual radiothon during the Friday show. Listen Friday for a telephone number, and you can order the CD over the phone. Sorry. For only 20 bucks. Jesus, I am sick. I woke up this morning with a slightly nauseous sense about life, which I generally wake up with. But this had more to do with my physicality than it did my emotional state. And kind of an achy head, and I don't know if anybody's got any stomach flu. You got any stomach flu you'd like to give up? Well, I'll take it. I got it. Didn't throw up or anything. Not that I'd let you know if I did, but in this case, I didn't. But I kind of messed up all night. So anyway, for only $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling, you get a CD signed by me. All the proceeds go to a great charity, My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway youth. So where were we? Oh, yeah, clicking down the list of the top 100 playmates of the century and seeing if we recognize any of their names from something beyond posing nude in Playboy. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Not that we didn't enjoy them immensely while they posed nude in Playboy. But did they move on to anything else? Did they go on to anything else? And I'm only taking my cue from movies like Star 80. Stuff like that, where I'm led to believe that many of these young women, I guess, thought they'd have careers in movies, right? Or TV, at least. And some of them did. We mentioned Jenny McCarthy, Marilyn Monroe, Pamela Anderson. you know, what's the other name there? Jane Mansfield, Shannon Tweed, and then, you know, there's the Lillian Mullers. I don't know what happened. You know, who knows? Now we're getting down to some of these names here, man. Forget it, you know. The Collinson twins, you know, where are they now? And that's okay. Where am I now, okay? They're probably doing better than me. Am I right or am I wrong? You bet. Terry Wells, Linda Gamble, Stacy Sanchez. I mentioned the Van Breeschooten twins. Boy, they ought to be doing something. They ought to be, I don't know, somebody should have paid attention to the Van Breeschooten twins. But I guess not. The Anna Marie Goddard, Donna DeErico, Connie Mason, Barbara Edwards. I mentioned Kathy Schauer. That's a hell of a name. Kathy Schauer. You know, they were going to change the name of the Golden State Warriors to the Golden State Showers, weren't they? Then there's Penny Baker. Penny Baker, ain't she famous? Penny Baker, that's ringing a bell. Victoria Valentino, Heidi Becker, the Dom Triplets, and let's not forget, Avis Kimball. She looks like this is a definite 1960s, maybe even late 50s shot. She's in her jeans, and there's Connie Kresge, Patricia Farinelli, Jamie Farrell, ain't that somebody? Sandra Theodore, Jennifer Jackson, Melinda Windsor, Dolly Reed, forget it. There's Brittany York, ain't that someone? Nah, I guess not. Fauna McLaren, I don't know. I can't. Are those the women in the new Bond movie, The World Is Not Enough? Isn't she a Playboy bunny? Denise Richards? She was a Playboy bunny? She was not. Okay. Who's the other one? The one who could act. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. But, you know, the one who had the more substantial role. She didn't know. Well, you got to get this issue. Excuse me. You got to get this issue with Playboy, if only to see how the photography has changed. Seriously, and how women, how what we perceive to be beautiful has changed slightly. They've got some gorgeous women here from the 1960s. There is no artificial. There's no silicone enhancement at all in these models, and yet that wasn't good enough. You know, it's maybe there were more women who saw the opportunity involved in posing nude in Playboy, so they went out and they began to enhance themselves. And you know, and Hefner, for whatever reason, he went out and said, "Yeah, sure, you know, all comers, if you'll pardon the expression, are welcome." But I understand there's a magazine called Perfect 10, and that involves women who have no, there's no plastic surgery going on with them at all. They're just flat, beautiful women. I say flat, beautiful, well, you know what I'm saying. They're not flat, they're beautiful, and they're just, there's no plastic surgery, silicone enhancement whatsoever going on with them. So there is that now, and I guess maybe we're turning back toward that. But if you look at this, and you look at the photography from the 60s, from the 50s to the 60s, to now to the 70s, and then on into the 80s and 90s, and the artificial breasts started kicking in, probably 80s, I mean, big time in the 1980s. But you look at back, you look back on the 1960 pictures, and you go, oh my God, life was pretty good back then. Maybe it was a little bit tougher to find these women, you know. I mean, Hef had to go through maybe 3-4 times the pictures. But the fact of the matter is, I got to be perfectly honest, and I hope that I'm not hurting anybody's feelings. Women were more beautiful. You agree? How can you not like the natural look as opposed to the enhanced Y2K thing that's going on? What do you mean you weren't there? I'm showing you the pictures. I wasn't there. Now we got the aerodynamic streamlined polymer boob. So anyway, that's Centerfolds of the Century, the stuff that dreams are made of. The nude female silhouette can release and inspire a male's creative drive. Try it. I have, says the author. When seeking an exclusive image for the climax of my first novel long ago, I happened to thumb Playboy open at D.D. Lin's centerfold, and shazam, the metaphor was suddenly there. My mind, entranced by D.D.'s national anthem of a face and form, had suddenly flipped from the logical and boring to the creative and unconscious. Where magic lives, let this maxim stand. Confronted by a pair of luscious, shapely front-end loaders, no normal Joe can sustain rational thought for long. Front-end loaders. Let me find the rest of the article here. Everybody's got their best of, folks. We're just giving you Playboys here for the millennium. Your unconscious travels along the optic nerve, engages the sensual, and produces an alpha wave like a Modigliani painting coming to life, doe-eyed, sensuous, and clearly caught mid-thought. Oh! They have a description of each picture. Oh, this is great! Now I know what we were missing. Here we got it. I got it right here for you. So who do we want to find out about now? Do we want to find out about Betty Page, the recluse? Betty Page, number 5. I'll get over to her. This is fantastic. I knew that if I read it long enough and bored people with the B.B. Buell is next. Let me just look up Betty Page. Number 5. My father made a splendid sepia drawing of Betty Page that hung over the bed where I was conceived. Who is this guy? It's the author. Who cares? Mother thought he had fashioned it in a life study class. Actually, I later realized the sketch was freely adapted from a bondage photo by Irving Claw. Miss January, 1955, lived a double life, the girl next door and a kinky fetishistic fantasy. But when I had an earache or a nightmare, Betty was there. Whatever. Okay, B.B. Buell. I forget what page she was on, though, Mike. There's D.D. Lind. B.B. Buell, number 42, right? Let's find out what she's doing. Her curves were more dangerous than Coldwater Canyon's, not to mention the so-bad-she's-good twinkle in her eyes. Miss November, 1974, B.B. Buell came to Playboy from Virginia Beach and instantly transformed herself into a night-prowling, rock-and-rolling soul sister whose romances with superstar musicians, among them Todd Rundgren, Steven Tyler, Rod Stewart, Jimmy Page, and Elvis Costello, produced lots of ink, as well as a love child, acclaimed actress Liv Tyler. There you go, brother. You had it. B.B. Buell. What a babe. A decade ago, Miss July 1989, Erica Eleniak, mapped out a popular strategy for playmates to come. She parlayed her centerfold appearance into a regular role on the new show Baywatch. As the Pams and Donnas and Marlikas followed in her sexy footsteps, Erica, whose beauty and dramatic gifts landed her the role of Elliot's girlfriend in E.T., the extraterrestrial, at the age of 13. Do we wear that? Moved back to the big screen for Under Siege and the Beverly Hillbillies. She was in E.T. Who? Elliot's girlfriend? Who's the little girl on the bike? That's her? The one who went hauling ass down the street on the bicycle? Didn't know that. Who else do you want? How about Betty Pilgrim? She's way out there. She's in that fur coat. And who is she anyway? Number 2. I was 13 in 1955 when Janet Pilgrim, then Playboy's subscription manager, first appeared as a centerfold. She appeared 3 times in all. I remember taping her photo under a bureau drawer where my mother promptly found it. Mother absorbed Janet's sweet, almost Asian face and her mammoth spheres of influence and said, "She's very pretty," and handed the photograph back. I owe a lot to Janet Pilgrim's innocence. Enormous spheres of influence. Oh, find out about the triplets. Yeah, that's pretty creepy, those triplets. They're called the Dom triplets, and there was something anorexic about them. Here they are, number 66. The Dom triplets. The Minneapolis-born Dom triplets, Erica, Jacqueline, and Nicole, were so hard to tell apart at birth that the doctor had to tattoo the Mrs. December 1998 on their triplicate butts. Thomas Jefferson said, "We are all created equal, but this is absurd." That's all I have to say. They were Mrs. December 1998. That's dopey. Okay, anyway, how much more of the hour can we kill with this crap? Give me another name, any name. You interested in this, Tony? It's moderately interesting, isn't it? Let me find some more pictures here. Betty Page, Janet Pilgrim, Pamela Anderson. We know about her. Candy, Dorothy Stratton? We already know about that. Kimberly Conrad, Shannon Tweed, huh? Number 11. Shannon Tweed, Miss November 1981, has the best legs of the century. They support an extraordinary 5'10 woman from Newfoundland who has been a star of Falcon Crest and more than 30 films, as well as being Playmate of the Year in 1982. Thinking of Shannon, who has two children by her significant other, Kiss rocker Gene Simmons, can cause a cerebrovascular accident. And there you go. And I'll do Jenny McCarthy, and I don't know why, because we know where she is, don't we? She doing that TV show? Jenny McCarthy, she was number 7. Jenny McCarthy, Spinning Jenny, you might call Miss October 1993. Jenny McCarthy, the enthusiastic star of MTV's Singled Out, has more energy than you would find in a mosh pit. Never once has she shunned the obvious. Well, there you go. Here's the description of Candy Loving, who was Miss January 1979. With breasts as soft and pink as salmon mousse and eyes like the definition of fine wine, Candy Loving, Miss January 1979, has been for many years a steadfast and cogent spokeswoman for Playboy. She's been called after Christy Hefner, the most valuable female asset the company has. How about that? I didn't know that. So she's traveling around doing, you know, pitches and stuff. But Barbie Benton ain't in here. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Show 1-800-449-8686. We're giving background on some of the top 100 playmates of the millennium. Here's Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Hey, Patty McGuire wound up being Mrs. Jimmy Connors, the tennis pro. And
she did?
Yes, she did.
Oh, yeah. Love means nothing. For Patty McGuire, love means nothing, at least since she married tennis legend Jimmy Connors more than 20 years ago.
There you go.
Far out.
And Dolly Reed wound up being Mrs. Dick Martin of Rowan and Martin, and she starred in Beyond the Valley of the Dolls, one of Russ Meyer's best movies.
She was Miss May in 1966, and, was in Valley of the Dolls and nabbed Dick Martin as a husband. But then we don't know what happened to either one of them, do we?
And considering Dick Martin, I don't know if nabbed would be quite the word.
Yeah, she was really scored there, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
What happens to these people? Mike wanted me to ask, you want to know about the chick who was waxing the skis? The Ohio, Miss, her name was Melinda Windsor. Miss February 1966 has a degree in psychology. When driving, she doesn't require airbags.
That's a good one.
That's real good.
Hey, okay. If Barbie Benton wasn't in there, it's a real shame because she was in the magazine several times. I suspect something ugly and vindictive because she was Hugh's girlfriend, but she was one of my favorites.
She's beautiful. I guess they didn't have a good parting of the ways.
Hey, congratulations on your national syndication.
Thank you.
And I will be calling you sometime.
You just did.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Okay. Barbie Benton, yeah. Long may she... where is she? So that's that, man. That's the whole lowdown of what happened to all of them. And yeah, that chick with the skis, February 66. That's about a year after I started stealing them. Because the first Playboy I ever read, I stole. I'm not proud to admit that, but that just happens to be the fact. And it happens to be the same for most American men. Of my generation, the 50s, guys who were of age when the magazine began... being published, it's something else entirely. But now, we're talking 2-3 generations have passed since the thing started getting published, and most guys started reading it at 12 after having stolen it. Lifted it off of a news rack someplace in a supermarket and pedaled furiously down the street to a bush that you knew about. In the front of somebody's house somewhere long ago. Lo, these many years ago. Barbie.
A thousand times, it's time to ramble on.